Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
Good morning, America. This is Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, and I'm here in the air everywhere around the world on Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication about today's veterans, opportunities, employment. We're here to help you. I'm going to have a special guest today, and we're going to start off this morning. Ed, come on in here. Let's get you over on this side and get you on a microphone. I'd like to guys to tell you that sometimes we have great opportunities. We've sort of got a little bit of chaos going on. It is live, and let me tell you, it is foggy out in the bottoms. You can't see more than a few hundred yards in Dallas right now, which is very unusual. So welcome aboard. We're going to be talking about how do you make a living? After the service is over with, how do you make a living? I mean, not everybody is really set up and wants to be in a major corporation. A lot of people want to have their own business. What is one of the number one businesses that you can get into? What is the name? What is the brand that's going to bring you success? Well, I happen to have a gentleman sitting next to me. Welcome, Ed James. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great being here.
Yeah, and you're a Marine, man.
Absolutely. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
I know that. Hoorah!
Hoorah.
Well, I was Navy. I was your transportation, and we delivered your napalm. Hey, Ed, you are with probably the most recognized company in the United States, 7-Eleven.
Yes,
there's
sir.
One on every corner.
Absolutely. Here in the continental U.S., we are approaching 11,000 stores, and worldwide, we're approaching 68,000 stores.
Wow.
Yes.
11,000 stores.
Yes, sir.
And so everywhere you go, there is a 7-Eleven. It is a brand name that is widely known, but you guys also have a veterans franchising initiative.
Absolutely, sir. We have one program within our corporation as far as that has a benefit to it, and that is our veterans franchising program. And we also believe that veterans are a key element of a successful of our franchising brand itself, is that veterans are a key component of it.
Without a doubt, because I went to your website and it says, why do we want veterans? I mean, it just jumped out, you know, and was really exciting to me. And it says, okay, up to 20% off of the franchise fee.
Yes, sir.
That could save you, you know,
up to
$50,000. 65% financing through 7-Eleven. There's special financing.
Yes, sir. That's preferred lending also.
Wow. Now, okay, when you say preferred lending, what does that mean?
In other words,
Ed?
When you look at whatever the market rate is, we're normally going to be at least a point below it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've got then a tremendous opportunity. So I want to tell people, just go to 7-Eleven franchise, and you're going to see all of this garbage from other companies, but scroll down, and you're going to find 7-Eleven franchise. And it's got a tremendous website. They've got all kinds of videos for you to go through and get an idea. So one of the things is you guys have a great deal of training. You have a training program.
Yes, sir. It's an ongoing training, but our initially, before we hand you the keys to your operation, we're going to anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks of training. And that is paid for by 7-Eleven. And we want to make sure that we equip you to succeed. And that after that training, and we give you the keys to that operation, you're then going to also receive on a weekly basis a business consultant that will visit you on a weekly basis to take a look at how's your operation going and to give you some pointers on how to increase your profits, those penny profits.
Wow. And that's important. The marketing, the brand name, 7-Eleven alone, and the locations. Now, you have some, as I went through the website, there are some stores that are available right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. When you go to our website, you just hit on stores available list, and anywhere in the country that you say, well, I want to be in Florida or Texas or California, New York, we pretty much have them all listed right there. We also have another additional program called the BCP, which is the Business Conversion Program. So maybe you have a piece of property. For instance, this building, you probably own this building.
No, but I was in commercial real estate for many years,
Correct.
And my office just right up the street. And I built industrial parks and industrial buildings. And way back when I was doing that, 7-Eleven was one of the most preferred potential pad site getters, buyers
right.
that we worked with to be able to create that infrastructure to provide service to an industrial park.
Absolutely.
You need that, not only
You need that, but the great part about that is if you own that business, that is also called the Business Conversion Program,
mm-hmm.
and we seek out those commercial real estate owners or folks that own those properties to say, hey, what does this look like in order to convert it over into a 7-Eleven? We'll actually crunch the numbers, and we'll say, hey, is it viable? And then especially when you start talking about multiple locations and things of that nature, we can, work with you and especially the veterans. As you know, well, maybe you don't know, our CEO, Joe DePinto.
Yeah, I saw
West
that.
Point.
He's an Army veteran.
Yes, yes. Well, me and you, I guess we're going to go Navy.
Well, I believe in go Marine or Navy. One of the things I found is the training, the education, the schools in the Navy, which
correct?
And I was in Naval Aviation,
yes,
and many of my classmates, half of the classes were Marines that were going into Naval Aviation maintenance and various aspects of Naval Aviation support. The training was so intense, and that's one of the things that I saw as I went through all of your materials. You guys have that same desire to provide that training level. So
right.
you're not, it's like putting a Marine, you don't put a Marine into the field without
correct.
Training him.
Correct.
You don't put a sailor onto a ship without training him.
That is correct.
And here's one of the biggest things. Many years ago, Ed, I managed a lot of commercial properties. I managed some retail centers. Hey, here's my great friend, Patrick Alcorn.
Keep going, my friend. I'm listening in.
Okay, and basically, one of the things that I found a number of times, people had taken an early retirement from a major corporation, and they said, well, now what am I going to do? So they
right.
bought a franchise of some sort, and they got it started. And what I found was about 90% of those failed.
Correct.
And the reason they failed was because they didn't have the understanding, they didn't have the training, they didn't
correct.
Have the marketing, and they didn't have any backup.
And that is why I'm a big proponent of veterans going into franchising.
Uh-huh.
So I always ask a veteran as far as what type of business are you wanting to go into? And if they say, well, I want to open up a barbershop. And so I say, well, instead of opening up your ABC barbershop, I'll say maybe take a look at opening up Sports Clips because it's already been built.
Yes.
If you say, well, my interest is in baking or I always say go with a franchise system. And here's the wonderful part about veterans. We understand when you arrive at your duty station, you're looking for the SOP, where
yes.
it's a standard operating procedure. And once I got the SOP, then you take it out and you operate it. That's the same thing with a franchise system. It's been built for you. And veterans, with our structure, with our tenacity, and our understanding of, hey, you know what? This is proven.
Mm-hmm.
I can add to it as far as enhance, but it's a proven system. Franchising offers you that. Now, I never want to take away from innovation and things of that nature. And at 7-Eleven and pretty much all other companies, they do not take away from innovation. We want our franchisees to be innovative. So coffee wasn't invented at our corporate headquarters. Coffee was invented by a franchisee out in one of the stores. So, you know, again, franchising, it is a, especially when you start talking about your major brands, it is a proven system over time that can also allow that, that veteran franchisee to multiply into multiple locations. So that's the other avenue. So as far as when you start talking about legacy money or how do you build wealth, and you know, one of the things that we all share here is that one day these benefits that we fought for are going to go into the ground. Well, when you build a business that that creates that cash flow, it's about how do I set my next generation up, my children, my grandchildren. And I believe that franchising is definitely that vehicle.
And that's interesting, Ed. You mentioned, you know, if you want to start a barbershop, take a look at Sports Clip. And Gordon Logan, the CEO and founder of Sports Clip, is a veteran. And
correct.
He built a huge, huge barbershop franchise system with excellent training, an excellent marketing program, excellent visibility for you, excellent brand recognition across the board, and just an excellent concept. So like you said, Ed, why build your ABC Mom Barbershop that's got to draw in new customers from everywhere and folks have got to get to know you when you could start a franchise with Sports Clip under the Gordon Logan program across
right.
the board?
Right, Pat. And like I said again, I always just say, what is your interest? And if that interest can be found out there in the general public as a company, then, you know, I would say go with that franchise system. At least take a look at it. There was this great movie called Coming to America.
And, yeah.
And the gentleman had his store called McDowell's.
Yeah. Yes.
When they snuck into his office, he would always be back there reading what? The SOP to McDonald's.
Yes.
So, right. So again, I'm saying all these other brands, let's not forget, I am 7-Eleven. So.
Right, right.
No, and but here's a, here's one of the big things. You have... This is a people business also.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I like about 7-Eleven is I grew up with this. I've always been in diversity. And one of the things is you walk into a 7-Eleven, and I'm always asking the guy behind the counter or the lady behind the counter, what's your name? Oh, right. Where are you from? Man, we're glad to have you here. And you have people from around the world working in these 7-Elevens, as well as many, many veterans. Where, what is a great opportunity for a veteran to come out of the service and get a job getting started to maybe augment what they've got or to go be able to go to school if they want to go to college? Mm-hmm. I mean, you are an all-encompassing deal to help veterans.
Well, Jim, remember, that's the environment that our servicemen and women work in. They work in a diverse environment. There's nowhere in the military where you can go where that environment is so segregated in such a way that every last one of our servicemen and women, they work in an integrated, diverse environment just across the world. So the franchise community offers that. And thanks to our great relationship with 7-Eleven and organizations like Veteran Franchise Advisors, every November going forward, we started this in 2018. We're going to do it again in 2019. Every November going forward, we host a Veteran Franchise Expo where we bring in franchisors to talk about their opportunities, and we put them in front of you, the veteran audience. This year's event will be November 7th at the Lowe's Hotel, the new Live by Lowe's Hotel in Arlington, Texas.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and I want to come back more and ask questions of Ed James about how do you get a 7-Eleven franchise, how does it work, how does it get stocked, and where, you know, some great places are and how you can contact them. So this is Jim Blythe with Patrick Alcorn, the VBOC director from the University of Texas at Arlington. Welcome aboard, brother.
Awesome to be here, my friend.
And we got a Marine in the house. We got it made, man.
Does he understand the words coming out your mouth?
Yeah.
My Marine friends out there, they know that's a big joke of mine.
We'll be right back after these words.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
In your car, take a look at those stickers on your windshield. You're probably due or overdue for an oil change, maybe a state inspection for your upcoming new registration. Now take a moment to go to freewaytireshop.com and print a coupon good for $10 off an oil change. You'll find other offers like a free brake check and super deals on name brand tires too. Freeway Tire at 3110 Stemmons sells tires and rims that fit your vehicle and your budget, including Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Michelin, and more. Freeway Tire has finance plans for major purchases or repairs too, so check it out today at freewaytireshop.com or call 214-267-2500 for an appointment. 214-267-2500. Don't waste time on I-35. Pull into Freeway Tire Shop at the Commonwealth exit. Save money and have your car serviced today. Freeway Tire Shop, 3110 Stemmons Freeway in Dallas.
Last year, did you resolve to lose 40 pounds? Did you do it? No? Don't tell me. You lose 5 pounds, then gain 5 pounds, then you lose 5 pounds again, and you gain it again time after time, right? What if this year could be different? Contact Sosa Weight Clinics. Here's how. Go to weightloss4texas.com. That's weightloss, the number 4, texas.com. You can lose 30 to 60 pounds in 2 months. And best of all, you can learn how to keep it off. The Sosa Clinics approach is completely different. If you're motivated, you can lose up to a pound a day. The Sosa approach is designed to improve your metabolism naturally with no stimulant diet pills. It's about eating properly. You don't starve. You eat real food, not prepackaged stuff. And if you can't exercise, that's okay too. Sosa's program does not require exercise for rapid results. And when you reach your goal, they work with you to help keep you successful in your weight loss. Check out Sosa's website for real success stories at weightloss4texas.com. That's weightloss, the number 4, texas.com. Call today and make your resolution a reality with Sosa.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You're on board with Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, and joining me, VBOC Director, the man when it comes to entrepreneurship, the Army man, Patrick Alcorn.
Awesome. And for those of you who don't get it yet, Veterans Business Outreach Center, that's the VBOC. We are the SBA for veterans. We help you with access to counseling, access to capital, and access to contracting. The largest purchaser of goods and services in the entire world is the U.S. federal government and its agencies. And if you have a product or service that can be utilized by the federal government or its agencies, contracting is a great way to go. We were talking about franchising on the show, and it's interesting because franchising is one of the ways that you can get into entrepreneurship, one of the ways that you can start a business. Obviously, you can have your own idea and you can start from scratch. Franchising, as we've talked about, is one of the ways. You can be in a family business, so your family already owns a business, and you can just jump on board and start to take over that family business. But one of the other ways, and a great exciting way for you to own a business, is to become an employee, and we call that employee to ownership. And these are routes that we teach in our Boost the Business class on 200 military installations across America and outside the United States as well. So we teach them all around the world. But you'll learn these ways of starting a business. But employee to ownership is a valid way of starting a business.
Absolutely, Pat. And that's also one of the ways in which when you're coming out of the military and you're not quite sure what you want to do, but you know you want to own a business. So I have some stories that I could tell you where
some
folks that are, you know, now currently franchisees. And they started out as an employee. And it just so happened that we also have a employee or a store manager incentive in which it's pretty much is equivalent to the veterans program. And we've had some veterans to take advantage of that down in the Austin market and down in the Killeen market. And these guys, they came in, and ladies, let me make sure I correct myself there.
So it's a husband and wife couple, if I recall.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Charles and Teresa, of course, they have three stores in the Killeen market. And again, Jim, that one part that I was saying earlier about, you know, it's one thing that when we as veterans have these wonderful benefits that we've fought for and we've earned, when we go into the ground, you know, those benefits go with us. When you start talking about creating a business that is a cash flow that is continuous, that lives on, and it lives on to take care of our future family. So, you know, the stories that, gosh, there's so many of them, but we have those scenarios where, you know, learn the business, come in. If you're not quite sure, quite just yet on the front end, join that company, work that business, get it for free is how my dad used to tell me. Go and learn on their dime.
So, Ed, tell us Charles and Teresa's route. Tell us how they came through.
Charles and Teresa's route, which is also a part of the VBOC and everything is better yet. I would like to talk to you the route in which is a directly from VBOC.
Okay.
His name is Bona. He's out there in Fort Worth, Bona Fing.
Okay.
And he now has a second store.
Okay.
He's out of Fort Worth. He started on the route in which first was an employee.
Okay.
Okay. Then he started taking the VBOC courses.
Awesome.
The third Thursday think tank. He came to the Veterans Franchise Symposium. And through that process, he then went from an employee to a franchise owner.
Awesome.
He first learned the business. And so he got a lot of his training, Jim, by actually saying, hey, let me work this business and earn my living that way and then say, hey, yes, this is exactly what I want to do.
You know, that is so incredibly important to success because I had a friend of mine came to me and his wife wanted to have a specialty shop. And I said, have you ever worked in that? And she said, no. I said, why don't you get a job and work in a Hallmark card store? After about 6 weeks, she called me up and nothing but unnice things came out of her mouth because she hated doing it. And my friend called me up and he said, you just saved me $250,000 because that was what it was going to start shop. So I tell you what, when we come back with Patrick Alcorn and Ed James, we're going to be talking about how you can be enormously successful. I've known franchise people who were just phenomenally successful. This is an important part of our American business. It's a chance to run your own business. So this is Jim Blythe. We'll be back right after these words from all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A controversial governor has apologized, but he refuses to step down. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has apologized in a video statement for a racist and offensive costume seen on his 1984 medical school yearbook page.
I'm deeply sorry. I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The photo shows a person in blackface and another in full Ku Klux Klan robes. The Democratic governor said Friday that the behavior was not in keeping with his values. Northam has faced mounting calls for his resignation, with both Democrats and Republicans saying he needs to leave office. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You deserve better than good, better than great. You deserve perfect. You deserve distinctive concrete concepts. Perfect USA-made industrial-quality floors and coatings for your garage, shop, man cave, fire station, airplane hangar, even your forklift cubby. This is brand-new technology, completely customizable, endless color and design possibilities, totally chemically resistant to all aeromotive and automotive fluids, even the ones that go through big-box store imitation floors like a plasma cutter through a red velvet cake ball. These exclusive floor coatings are 3 times harder than your concrete. Extremely durable, 9,100 PSI. Do you know what that means? It means you have to pass by the big box pretenders and get your perfect lifetime quality floor coatings for less money.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGill. I own the place. Call me, 972-569-7237. And girlfriends, this is perfect for your she shed. Ask us about adding glitter.
Call Distinctive Concrete Concepts at 972-569-7237. Go to their Facebook page. Ratings, reviews, videos, before and after looks. Distinctive Concrete Concepts.
Worried about your retirement?
A lot of people think of retirement and dealing with money kind of like math. It just blows their mind. Their retirement money is often the largest sum of money they'll ever have. There are no do-overs with their retirement. We need a good roadmap for their money to maybe last them 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. I'm Brad Weddle, the Texas Money Manager.
Contact Brad Weddle at 972-613-2525, the Texas Money Manager.
Ask the experts, weekends on 1160 AM, KVDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're on board with Alliance for the Brave. Joining us, my great friend, the ever suave debonair, and the guy who helps people transition from military to civilian,
yes,
Ron Abrams.
Welcome, welcome.
had
a couple obstacles this morning, but I'm still a soldier, so I'm going to overcome. So yeah, here I am.
We were a little foggy in the bottoms, man. I'd hate to have had to do a Category 2 ILS approach in an airplane in this mess. And joining me, the great Patrick Alcorn, and he's brought Ed James, who is the veteran franchise director for 7-Eleven.
Right.
Probably, 7-Eleven is probably a better known name than maybe 25 years ago Playboy Clubs was. Here's a great opportunity, though, to make a living. And we were talking about the fact that a franchise owner can make a real good living.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. And another piece that you asked me there earlier about, like, you know, well, what, how much money, things of that nature. From an educational piece that I want to say to all veterans, if anybody gives you, say, you're going to make $1 million, run.
Dude, yeah.
You run as fast as you possibly can, because that is making a statement of claims.
Yeah.
So, it's an educational piece, and yes, within our franchise system, yes, you can make a very good living, but, you know, all four of us sitting here could have the exact same store. We may have to get a different result. Of course, me being a Marine, I'm going to get the number one result, you know.
Wow.
Yes, because one of the things that I know about veterans, whether it's Army, Navy, Marines,
correct,
except for Merchant Marine, I don't know anything about those guys.
You left out Air Force. Were they still on vacation?
Yeah.
Coast Guard.
Well, you know. The main thing is the way we learn things in the military, the training, using an SOP, standard operating procedure, having lines of communication,
yes, sir,
having see the hill, take the hill, having a mission-oriented situation. I think this is so important, and it gives veterans a chance to use skills that other people may not quite understand. And the other thing is, I think the people skills that I learned in the Navy,
right,
because we had to communicate. If you don't communicate, you're going to be in serious trouble. So this is one of the things I like, and the franchising idea is success. Now, is it success for everyone? No, okay. There's people,
right,
and this is one of the points that I made about the employee to ownership.
Right. Well, you know, Jim, on that piece right there, I always say lower the threshold of failure. So that is what you're going to receive with a franchise system that is proven. And, of course,
yeah,
with 7-Eleven, we're 91 years old, so we're not going anywhere. The other factor that I would like to say on that whole piece, you know, every day we get up, and we may get a cup of coffee. So, yes, hopefully you're getting it at your local 7-Eleven. But then we may have to go and get something done to our car. So if we're going to go get it painted, we're going to go buy a Mako. If we're going to go and grab get our oil changed, it's going to be at your
tuning lube or something.
Tuning lube.
Yeah.
Or your Goodyear. All of these are franchise systems. So it's a matter of educating, especially in the veteran community. It's not that we don't have the wherewithal or the knowledge. It's the fact that, you know, what you don't know, how do you know what you don't know?
And it's interesting, Ed, when you think about that, because that's the whole reason for the existence of the VBOC, is that increasing that level of awareness. Because what increases someone's success and their ability to get it done is having the information. And it's not that they don't. It's not that they don't know, it's that they're not aware. It's the difference between listening and hearing. I hear everyone speaking, but I'm not always listening to the speaker and tuning in and listening to the speaker and actually grasping that particular knowledge. It's the same thing They may have knowledge of a franchise, but they're not aware of what that real process looks like. And so through the SBA and all of its resource partners, we increase that level of awareness to make sure that you know all the resources that are available to you. So when it comes to franchising, the SBA lending process provides capital to help servicemen and women get access to capital to purchase franchises. That's one of the uses that you can use that you have for capital coming through an SBA loan or one of the SBA lending tools.
Right. And that's critical because if it don't cash flow, it ain't going to go. If you can't get the money, honey, it ain't going to fly, right?
Correct. And on that piece, for 7-Eleven, we do in-house financing. If you're going to go when you're talking with the SBA and you say you're going to do a business conversion, which is you own the property, well, the number one thing the SBA is going to look at is what is this brand? And of course, when you go in there with a 91-year-old company, they like, we know that this is viable. We know that this is going to, you know, more than likely succeed. Again, it's about lowering that threshold of failure rate. I do not want to see any of my fellow veterans, you know, fail in business because we are a breed of success, and, you know, failure is just not an option. So, again, that's why I'm a staunch supporter of franchising versus, you know, just going out there doing it on your own. Let's stop the madness of the venture capitalists that that's another thing an irking, or it's one of those things I want to make sure that we educate our veterans on, is that there's going to be those people out there that's going to offer you tons of money, but they're going to want a big chunk of your business. You know, so again, you know, own your business, you know, have that ownership, create that legacy, create that the future for your children, for your grandchildren, and live a good life, make a good living at it.
And make sure that you're aware of all the tools and resources and special benefits that you have as someone who has worn a uniform. I mean, the state of Texas is one of these great states where Ron's here from the Texas Veterans Commission, and he can tell you about all of the incredible benefits that you have just coming through the state of Texas.
That's right. As you transition in every single, there's about 27 counties that we're located. So if you go into the unemployment office, but we call it the Workforce Solutions Office, when you go in there, there is a veterans representative there to help you. Just let them know that you are a veteran and you're pushed to the front of the line. There is no waiting for you. So there's a veterans representative that'll come out to help you.
And the same thing in the educational institutions. You have the veterans representatives in educational institutions to help process your educational benefits.
Indeed.
You have a women's division of the Texas Veterans Commission that focus on issues that are very unique to just women and women alone. Across the board. And then you have the Fund for Veteran Assistance. So if you have a nonprofit out there and your nonprofit is looking for capital to carry out their nonprofit mission, every year the Fund for Veteran Assistance has a grant competition or has a program where you can get access to capital to fund your program.
Definitely. And we also have a program in healthcare advocacy. If you have a problem or some obstacles navigating the VA work system, the healthcare system, we help you navigate through that. Where to go for your appointments, how to set up your appointments, how to go for your service-connected disabilities. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of veterans don't know this. But if your condition for service-connected disability has worsened or you're now receiving medication for it, you can get an increase in your service-connected disability.
And that healthcare advocate is an important person there. I remember I went out to the VA, and I'm a disabled vet for a lower back, and that's typically what they see me for, but I needed to have my eyes looked at. And I went to my TVC, Texas Veterans Commission healthcare advocate, and sure enough, he got me moved through the process, and within a couple of days, I think it was 3 or 4 days, I had an eye appointment sitting in front of the eye doctor. And that usually takes a little bit longer because folks are trying to learn how to navigate that VA hospital system. That's what TVC is in there for. And you have these types of organizations in other states. I'm speaking from Texas because I'm in Texas and I understand that system. But California has a similar system. Florida has a similar system. Oklahoma has a similar system. You know, I'm biased. I'm Texas friendly, so I don't think any of them are as good as Texas. But I'm just be honest with you, veterans, you guys and your military spouses and those who are in uniform, you're taken care of in every state if you just increase your level of awareness of the resources that are available to you and tap into those resources. Stop denying the fact that you wore the uniform and be willing to go out there and self-identify, identify yourself as a veteran, identify yourself as a spouse of a veteran, and get the services and the benefits that are due you.
I think that's critical. I'd like to come back, though, to one thing, because we've got the guy sitting here with probably one of the biggest and most successful franchise in the United States, the Ed James, and you are the veteran. What's your contact information, Ed? How can people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you?
You can actually reach me at 469-644-8260, or you can reach me also at edward.james@7-11.com. I'll also give you all my information, Jim, and you can
post it on my website and Alliance for the Brave. I think this is so important because here's one of the things I like about 7-Eleven, and quite frankly, I knew the Thompsons years and years ago. Yes. 7-Eleven, you say, goes back 91 years. Man, I remember when the first ones of these things were coming out back when I was a kid in the 50s and in the 60s.
Absolutely. We were called Totem, and we changed our name to 7-Eleven. We started in 1929 right here in Oak Cliff. It was an ice house.
Really?
Right.
It was a little old ice house, and the Thompson family, they started selling some bread and milk and eggs from the dock of the ice house, and voila, the convenience store was invented. So
yeah,
we consider ourselves the inventors of convenience.
And it works. So here's one of the things, okay? I managed a retail property that was automotive franchises. We had a transmission shop. We had a repair. We had a Texaco Tune and Lube. We had all these guys that bought these franchises. But one of the things that I noticed, that it was really seasonal. And if you had really bad weather, nobody went to get their car fixed. And one of the things that I saw was a change over the time of within the automotive industry. How many things could no longer be fixed by a small shop?
Right.
You know?
Well,
let me make this point.
Yes, sir.
With 7-Eleven, you guys are constantly changing and evolving.
Absolutely. And, number one, we call it seasonal change. And so we want to make sure that we provide retailer initiative, what the customer wants, when they want it, as much of it as they want. And then we also want to look into the future. So we have our brick and mortar. But we want to take that a step further into when we start talking about digitally enabled. We're having a one-of-a-kind store built currently right here at I-30 and Sylvan.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in the heart of Texas. It's the one-of-a-kind. We call it our Beta Lab store. We're opening it on February the 28th. And this store is 6,300 square feet of all the future technology that you could possibly think of and current technology. So even though we're 91 years old, we also like to say we're 91 years young in that we are still innovating this business. So this store is going to have where you could just walk in, pick up what you want, and walk out. So, you know, we're talking about your future, and we're talking about things in which maybe we don't even know exist. You know, no one knew about an Amazon 15 years ago. It was just a little bookstore. Now everybody knows about that gorilla called Amazon. And so that's the kind of thinking you have to think about being innovative into the future. And, you know, it'd be great to get all you veteran guys to come on out there, you know, and your families to come on out to Sylvan and I-30. It's going to be a great opportunity to see a whole lot of new technology. Sylvan, yes.
February 28th.
February 28th, we're going to be opening that store on I-30 and Sylvan. And it is called a Beta Lab store. It's a really big, you know, really large store. So
we'll make sure we get that out on our website at www.uta.edu/VBOC, the VBOC. Make sure you guys are aware of these resources and everything else that's out there for you.
And there's also a vector on our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com. You just click on that VBOC vector, that icon, and it'll get you to their link.
I tell you what, let's do take another break, and then we're going to come back with Ed James, the franchise man for veterans with 7-Eleven, Ron Abrams, and Patrick Alcorn. And me, I get to bring the ship back into port. I'm Jim Light, U.S. Navy veteran, and your host of Alliance for the Brave. Stay with us. It's just going to get better.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
At the Nancy Lieberman Charities Dream Ball, we'll honor legends Julius Erving and Ice Cube.
I'm just looking forward to being a part of something special. This event that Nancy is so passionate about.
The source of that passion is the kids Nancy Lieberman Charities helps by building basketball courts and giving them tools to further their educations. Join our team February 18th at the Bomb Factory for an evening of inspiration and superstars. Purchase a table at nancylibermancharities.org.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Joining me today, my two partners, Ron Abrams with the Texas Veterans Commission and Patrick Alcorn with the VBOC. Our special guest today is Ed James, the Franchise Director for Veterans for 7-Eleven, probably one of the biggest names, I think, in any kind of retail industry.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, we are.
And what I would like to wrap up this segment to talk about the importance of innovation and what you guys are doing. And as we lead into the next hour, we're going to continue this conversation because I think it's so critically important. Without a doubt, we are bringing veterans forward where we used to have the highest unemployment rate. Well, here's one of the ways we can fix that, and we have done a lot to fix it. So, Ed, tell us again about this Beta Lab, and you were talking about this, Patrick, too, the innovation that's going on within 7-Eleven.
Well, the Beta Lab store is our look into the future as far as what will 7-Eleven look like, say, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. And the innovation part of the Beta Lab store, we're going to also have in there what is called the Taco Laredo, which is more like a mid-tier eatery. Which is, if you're down in South Texas, you've seen them inside of the Sunoco stores, and they're called Taco Laredos. The Beta Lab store is also, when you start talking about technology and you start talking about IT, is how do we deliver what the customer wants today, how they want it right now, whether it's by, you know, we just done a test lab, well, some testing out in Arizona where we delivered by drone Slurpees and delivery by drone. So here's, you know, you start talking about driverless cars. So, you know, you got Google down in Austin, got vehicles that are driving around without a person in them. You just get in it and tell it where you want to go. It is thinking, you know, forget about thinking outside the box. Think as though there is no box. And thinking as far as forward thinking as how will people want their products and services into the future, and how do we take this brick and mortar and merge these two together, whether we deliver it to you by car, by drone, by go ahead, Pat.
No, I was just going to say, in our Booster Business class in Module 2, we talk about finding the right ideal. This is an 8-module course, Introduction to Entrepreneurship, that we teach on 200 military installations across the U.S. When we talk about finding the right ideal, at the end of that course, we want everyone to walk out of that course understanding that the way that you create a business is you solve problems. And the way that you solve problems is you remain on the innovative front of those problems across the board. Uber was an innovative ideal. Uber was someone denying the status quo and saying that the only way to get from point A to point B, when I land somewhere and I don't have my own vehicle with me, is not just a car service, it's not just a taxi. Why can't everyone be the driver? And they challenged that ideal. And 7-Eleven is doing the same thing. They're looking and say, what's the problem? And as I'm hearing it, the problem is the consumer doesn't want to stand in line. The consumer doesn't necessarily want to be waited on in a convenience environment. They just want to go in, grab what they want, get it, and absolutely, walk out the door.
Absolutely. And that's part of the new technology of today. So it's not just the technical piece. It's how do you meet the customer's needs where they are. And that is the one part that with our system that we want to pair up with those veterans that also have those innovative ideas that we call in some cases the millennials of today. It's, you know, they are a totally different breed as far as how they communicate. You know, in our good old days, we used to pick up the phone and call someone. And, you know, now it's all done, you know, via text or an IM. And it's like, it drives me a little crazy. But I also want to stay innovative. I want to stay ahead of the curve and stay pertinent to, you know, to the conversation and also in business. So innovation is a key. You mentioned Uber. You know, Uber isn't, you know, putting the taxi cab drivers out of business. The taxi cab drivers are putting themselves out of business. Netflix.
Same thing happened to, you mentioned Blockbuster and Netflix.
Correct.
All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to come back in just a few minutes as we continue this conversation about innovative ways to get employed. So this is Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, Patrick Alcorn. We want you to stick around as we teach you and show you and introduce you to the people that are going to make you successful. Also, I want to say a special prayer for all of our active duty military and first responders. God, please keep them safe because it's rough out there today. This is Jim Blythe and
Ron Abrams.
And
Patrick Alcorn.
And our special guest, Ed James, with the franchising company that you need to talk to, 7-Eleven. We'll be right back after these words for our second hour of exciting information about getting yourself successful.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is taking a lot of heat for a racially charged photo of a person dressed in Ku Klux Klan clothing standing next to a person wearing blackface. It was a 1984 college yearbook, and one of the people pictured is Ralph Northam.
I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The NAACP is calling for his resignation, but he says he won't resign. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus called the photo disgusting, reprehensible, and offensive. Also calling for his resignation, Democratic Senator Cory Booker. He just announced he's a candidate for the 2020 presidential nomination. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Today is February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, and Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction.
Predicting the weather, that's my song. For 133 years, I've never been wrong. So is it early spring or more winter forecast? Stop the music. Here is my forecast. Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
The new jobs report is out. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The government jobs report says the U.S. economy added around 304,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 4%. Those employment gains, though, are far greater than the 172,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The Labor Department also reporting the average wage paid to American workers edged up again by 3 cents an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump maintains opposition to a border wall is a political tactic. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
President Donald Trump is apparently leaning toward declaring a national emergency along the southern border as a way of funding the construction of the border wall. Speaking to reporters, the president said Democrats are using the wall as a political weapon against him.
The Democrats are instructed, don't do a wall. And they're only doing that. You hear about human trafficking, drugs, gangs, crime. They're only doing it for one very simple reason. It's one simple reason. Couldn't be simpler, because they think it's good politics for 2020.
A former Super Bowl winner tells how to win the big game. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
The Super Bowl takes place Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia, between the Los Angeles Rams and New England Patriots. Marshall Faulk won the Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams back in 2002, and he tells Fox News the team that can handle the distractions the best, they're usually the team that wins the Super Bowl.
You're trying so much and so hard to make it a normal week, a normal game.
That's not going to happen. That's it.
It's not normal. And you're trying to suppress all your feelings and all of your emotions. And hopefully you have someone dealing with your family and all the other stuff that's going on. And you get to focus on football, but it's not like a home or away game because you're right. staying in a hotel all week, which you never do that.
Right.
There's just so many things that are different, but the team that handles all of that stuff the best, it's the team that usually wins.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. You're not-
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. This is Jim Blythe. Joining me, my co-host, Ron Abrams with the Texas Veterans Commission.
Good morning. Good morning.
Telling people how to get the transition from military life to civilian life and make a living. And the most innovative guy, entrepreneur, leader, Patrick Alcorn.
Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to be here.
Yeah, so I got two Army guys, but what's even better is you guys brought a Marine on board. Woo! Hoorah!
I did feel a cold chill when I walked in the room. So there must be a Marine in here somewhere.
You bet. And an excellent Marine.
So much safer.
Yeah. Ed James, Franchise Director for Veterans for 7-Eleven. How many years did you spend in the service?
Forever. How about that? Once a Marine, always a Marine. Active duty, 8 years.
Wow.
Yes.
And so you were all over the world. So you learned all the leadership lessons. That's one of the points that we've been talking about, 7-Eleven, franchising, getting yourself employed. I want to make a point that many of the other businesses out there that you can go to work for are corporate owned. And therefore, you're only going to get to a certain level.
Correct.
With 7-Eleven and your employee-to-ownership program, you could go to work for a 7-Eleven. You could learn the business, earn the business, and as you were talking about Charles and his wife, and you were talking about someone in Fort Worth, they have earned the business, and now they own more than one franchise.
Correct. Charles and Teresa, they actually they came through, and they utilized our veterans incentive program. And they now have 3 stores and are about to, they've also been approved for an additional 2 stores. And we're looking at those stores then on Fort Hood, on a military installation. So
You mean I wouldn't be able to go to the Gee-Dunk? I could go to 7-Eleven?
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're a civilian, you don't know what I just said, do you?
And then the other route, again, is to learn the business is to... where we say, hey, come on board with us. Come on board with us and learn the business from a store level or from a field consultant level. Learn the business from the inside out. And then we have a program in which, of course, yes, you get those incentives and everything going from an employee to a franchisee. Again, that's preferred lending up to 65% of that. And then we also do some other things that are, as far as your down payment into your open account, things of that nature. So number one is keeping the focus on franchisees is the backbone of our business. And I am speaking as far as when you start talking about the 7-Eleven business. It is the backbone of our business in which we want to make it where – everyone Get a slice of, get us a slice of the pie. The American dream. What is the American dream? The American dream is to also have business ownership.
If you're on Facebook and you're watching and listening to us, or you're on the radio and you're in our listening audience, you should be excited right now. You should be on your feet. You should be overjoyed hearing about the resources that are available to you and the opportunities that are available to you as you transition. You know, in my office at the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas Arlington, we have folks that walk in all the time, and I ask this question: why do you want to start your own business? Why do you want to be in your own business? The obvious question, that answer that I always get, is I want to be my own boss. And then I follow that up: so why do you want to be your own boss? Because I've got these innovative ideas, and I've got these great things that I just, that I want to do. And more importantly, I'm tired of working for somebody else. I want to do my own thing across the board. So what you should be listening to and what you should be hearing right now is that that opportunity is available to you. That opportunity is available to you in organizations across the world, across the U.S., with great companies like 7-Eleven and great companies and other brands. And you can find those brands and meet up with those brands and match up with those brands at our Veterans Franchise Symposium, November 7th, during our Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference at the Live by Lowe's in Arlington, Texas.
And can I say something real quickly,
please,
Jim? Jim, number one, thank you for this platform for us to actually have this discussion, and it's real vital. But also, if you're listening to this from anywhere around the world, especially here in the United States, there are over 20 V-Bucks as far as Veteran Business Outreach Centers across the United States.
There are 23 of us.
Pretty much servicing the entire United States. So a lot of those resources are right there for veterans to access. Again, that the Veteran Business Outreach Center really focuses on that entrepreneur. So we're trying to reach those entrepreneur veterans that are out there that, hey, look, I want to own my own business. My number one thing, in which Patrick is well aware of, is that I want us to get that message out there. How do we get the message? You know, share the message. I believe in 6 degrees of separation. So, you know, share the knowledge with your fellow veterans about, hey, here are some tools. Here's where we need to go. Let's reach out and get in touch with this VBOC, the Veteran Business Outreach Center. Hey, you know, 7-Eleven, again, you may come over and talk to me, and I may tell you and say, you know what, you need to be in another type of business. I want what's best for you as well. It's not just, hey, come and do this 7-Eleven thing. It's what is the right business, the right fit for you. So, because we're going to marry up here for life.
And the V-Box, we help you with that process. We have a great assessment process. We have a great intake process that allows you to take an introspective look at yourself, to really look inside yourself to see what it is that you're good at, what it is that you enjoy doing, how you like to spend your days and how you like to spend your time, how you like to spend your day off and so forth across the board. And all of that together to get a full picture of who you are as a person. And then based upon that, we can connect you with our buddies, Rich Ash over at Veteran Franchise Advisor. He's a franchise aggregator. And through that same process, we can match you up with the perfect opportunity for you based upon who you are, what your specific goals are, what type of income goals do you have, what type of vacation goals do you have, what type of family goals do you have. And all that creates a picture of you across the board. And then we can connect you with the Texas Veterans Commission and the folks out there over there with Ron Abrams to help you find the right employees for your business and for your organizations. Or if you discover that entrepreneurship is not for you and you need to go and be an employee, once again, we connect you right through the Texas Veterans Commission and the employment representatives there to help you find the right opportunity for you.
And you're not waiting. As soon as you come into the office, just announce to that receptionist that you are a veteran and you're given priority service. You move right to the front of the line, and you're waiting no more than 1-2 minutes, and a veteran's representative will come out and bring you into his office or her office.
All right. You want to know more? You can go to our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com. Patrick's information, Ron's information, my information. We're going to have information from Ed James on there. And this is important because so many people, I know so many people that come to me and they want to get into real estate, for instance. And I used to train realtors. I used to do all of the classes with a school. And let me tell you, there are people who should not be a realtor. There are people who would make a dynamite realtors. There are people who should not be basically a 7-Eleven guy. There are people that should be doing something else. And that's important to have people like Ed James and Patrick Alcorn and Ron Abrams. So I'm going to go back. Ed James, your telephone number is 469-644-8260. And people can get a hold of you. What's your email?
My email is edward.james@7-11.com.
Boy, that's an easy one. I got to tell you.
And you can catch us at the VBOC at utavboc@uta.edu.
Let me tell you why I am just so fired up about this and why it's so important. Let me tell you a couple of stories that go the opposite direction. I had a really great friend, made a lot of money in the insurance business, sold his insurance company, moved to Dallas, wanted to be here, and he got really excited because this guy loved ice cream, absolutely loved ice cream. He went and opened a Swenson's ice cream shop. And I won't say where or when, but I got to tell you, I went up there to his ice cream shop, and the guy was almost in tears. He says, I've been here since, you know, 4 a.m. I've been doing this, and I can't get people to work with me, and I hate this business, and blah, 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 blah. He never really understood, even though he went through some training, he never understood what he was getting into. And as a result, he ended up selling that franchise at a huge loss. Right. And I think the 2 years that he did it, I remember seeing Bob and going to have lunch with Bob. And the poor guy looked like he'd been beaten with a fire hose. I mean, you know, that was no fun. I've had other similar experiences in retail centers that I ran that people didn't understand, nor did they have the training, nor did they have the standard operating procedure. And they threw away what was their retirement.
And our process at the VBOC and all the other SBA resource partners like SCORE, who provide mentors, 11,000 of them across the nation in every vertical that you can think of that have been there and done that. These have actually been folks at the C-level in major corporations. These folks have been actual business owners themselves. And then you've got the SBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers, located on community college campuses and college campuses all across the nation, who can help you specifically with local market research, access to capital, and business plan. And then our women's business centers. And then us here at the VBOC, who focus specifically on veterans and the military connected community. Our process is designed to keep you from making those mistakes and from going down a road that's not likely to be a successful road for you. But like Ed James mentioned earlier from 7-Eleven, it's really, we can't guarantee anything, but what we can do is we can lower the threshold for failure, so we can make it more likely that you can succeed by pointing you in the right direction, increasing your awareness of all of the resources that are available to you, and then giving you access to those resources. We put you into and connect you with who you need to talk to at 7-Eleven.
And another add to that discussion, no matter what system that you may look at, is that they should have what is called the FDD, which is the Franchise Disclosure Document.
That's their SOP.
Okay, that's the SOP. Within that FDD, it will have listing of the franchisees that are within that market area and within that entire state. Every state in which a franchise operates has that FDD, and it will have listed in there who came into your system. It'll also have in there what we call the mid-level or mid, lower, and high range. As when people say, well, how much money am I going to make?
Right.
We say, go to Exhibit H, because it's going to have listed in there, this is what the franchisees of, say, the DFW made. Here's their high, their mid, and their low. But let's not talk about that piece. The biggest piece is that it will have listed in there the actual franchisee, so you can reach out and say, hey, Jim, what is this business like? You know, so before you even come into the system, I also, what we would do as far as, I call them mentors.
Yeah.
Have them come out, and I'm going to have you go and sit with a fellow veteran that's already doing this business so he can give you the good, the bad, the indifferent. You know, would do you recommend that I come into this business? So,
I'd have a real problem because I happen to like the chicken salad sandwiches and I'm liable to be gaining some weight. But this is one of the most innovative companies in America, but it is a company where you can grow and go. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about 7-Eleven franchising business opportunities, VBOC, Texas Veterans Commission. This is Jim Blythe. We'll be right back on Alliance for the Brave.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Danzinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention. Have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
Last year, did you resolve to lose 40 pounds? Did you do it? No? Don't tell me. You lose 5 pounds, then gain 5 pounds, then you lose 5 pounds again, and you gain it again time after time, right? What if this year could be different? Contact Sosa Weight Clinics. Here's how. Go to weightloss4texas.com. That's weightloss, the number 4, texas.com. You can lose 30 to 60 pounds in 2 months. And best of all, you can learn how to keep it off. The Sosa Clinics approach is completely different. If you're motivated, you can lose up to a pound a day. The Sosa approach is designed to improve your metabolism naturally with no stimulant diet pills. It's about eating properly. You don't starve. You eat real food, not prepackaged stuff. And if you can't exercise, that's okay too. Sosa's program does not require exercise for rapid results. And when you reach your goal, they work with you to help keep you successful in your weight loss. Check out Sosa's website for real success stories at weightlossfortexas.com. That's weightloss, the number 4, texas.com. Call today and make your resolution a reality with Sosa.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, and I have a Marine in the house along with a couple of Army guys. No, I have so much respect for what you guys did and where you were. One of the things that I would like to make a point, I'm a certified senior advisor. I work with seniors in 8 states, and there are no pensions anymore, or very, very few. And with 10,000 people a day turning 65, 95% of them don't have anything but Social Security.
That's right. The other benefit to entrepreneurship, because when you start a business and you own a business and you get that business up and running, you create that cash flow stream. It's not just about a retirement plan. Retirement really focuses on you and how you're going to spend the rest of your life. But it's more than just a retirement plan. It's legacy. It goes beyond your life, and it goes into the lives of your loved ones and all those that follow behind you if you can keep that going concern going across the board.
Right. Well, and that's what is your end game plan?
Right. And on that piece, which I'll add on with Pat was just talking about there, Jim, that legacy piece is, you know, what about your children and your grandchildren? Another part of you know, does it really even exist anymore, retirement? You know, so I would kind of like challenge this, you know, I guess this that innovative piece. We need to challenge that whole, you know, the thinking that there is such a thing as retirement. Maybe we'll get to a point where we can do it, we want to do when we want to do it, right. But there's going to be some form of creating income. Now, before I forget it, it's very important. Patrick, I believe in, was it 74, 75, 54, 55% of veterans created a business or started?
Actually after World War II, so it was a lot earlier than that. So okay. Right after World War II, 50% of those that wore the uniform and came out of the military, they started businesses. Today, only about 4.5%, close to 5% of those who've worn the uniform start businesses
right.
Today.
And that's what I was leading into this part, Jim, is that we have got to, you know, take that mantle, and that 4%, we need to get it to be 5%. We need to get it to be 6%. And it shows like this that, you know, getting us out here on these here platforms and getting the information out there that, again, every single day when we leave our homes, we are a part of some franchise system, are giving our dollar bill to them within our community, and some way or another, we need to get that dollar bill and put it in our pockets. As veterans, we also need to have a fair share of that dollar bill within our community. And whether we're looking at doing that as we retire from a job, and there isn't any pensions out there anymore, I don't know of any, you know, unless you know of some.
Well, the ones that
not for new hires. Not for new hires.
So,
if you're already there, you probably got a pension.
So with that, then here's opportunities within your community as you're reaching those, well, I'm retiring, you know, do something, move, be involved in your community, and whatever that business is, you know. Yes, we would greatly welcome you over here at 7-Eleven, because we are in just about every community there is, you know, in the DFW and across the world.
Ed, you know my buddy Rich Ash from Veteran Franchise Advisors, he says this all the time. He presents for us during the Boots to Business program, where he has an opportunity to talk about that route to business ownership, specifically franchising. And he reminds us that the largest franchise system in the entire world is the Department of Defense. It literally is. It's the largest franchise system in the entire world. Think about it. They bring you in. They orient you to their process, to their system. They label you with your brand, whether your brand is Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard. You get to represent the brand. You learn that style, and you get to go and grow within that brand and represent that brand across the board. You get the specific training. You get the support. You get everything you need within that brand.
That is important, but also Patrick, one of the things, you're an academy. You went to the academy. Leadership.
Absolutely.
Leadership is so important. So if you're running your own business, you have the opportunity to hire. You have the opportunity to grow. You have the opportunity, as you said, legacy, to leave a legacy for your own family behind. And let me tell you, there's one other word that I want to use, and that's relevance. There is nothing worse than seeing some poor guy or gal sitting on the couch trying to figure out what they're going to do for the rest of their life. So we're going to be right back with this word from all of our partners here on KBDT 1160 AM. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The governor of Virginia is taking a lot of heat for a racially charged photo of a person dressed in Ku Klux Klan clothing standing next to a person wearing blackface. It was a 1984 college yearbook, and one of the people pictured is Ralph Northam.
I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The NAACP is calling for his resignation, but he says he won't resign. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus called the photo disgusting, reprehensible, and offensive. Also calling for his resignation, Democratic Senator Cory Booker. He just announced he's a candidate for the 2020 presidential nomination. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Some clod hit your car, causing an ugly eyesore you can't ignore, but you don't want to have to take weeks making an insurance claim to get it fixed. Now what are you going to do? Drive around in a dented car? No! Call Eye Candy Auto Body. Eye Candy Auto Body will get rid of your scratches and dents without forcing you to use your car insurance. Finally, there's an affordable way to get rid of your sweet rides, door dings, bashed bumpers, scratches, and scrapes. Eye Candy Auto Body. Eye Candy specializes in perfect repairs for all high-end models and sports cars. But they'll fix all problems on all makes and models. No auto body job is too small. Eye Candy Auto Body promises factory perfect repairs every time. Fast completion is guaranteed on bumpers, body panels, and other paint-related repairs. Got dents? You need Eye Candy. Got dings? You need Eye Candy. Car insurance deductible out of range? You need Eye Candy. Got a teen driver? You really need Eye Candy Auto Body. Make your car perfect again. Call Melody and schedule your free estimate today. 214-924-0959. Eye Candy Auto Body, 1908 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas. 214-924-0959.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave. And Ron, you got a question?
Yes, I did. If you can, or if you don't mind, when it comes to starting the franchise with 7-Eleven, what's the youngest franchisee that you've gotten started?
21 years of age, and there's a reason behind that, and it's the licensing.
Okay.
So you can't buy alcohol, under 21, and pretty much you can't get an alcohol license under the age of 21. So 21 is what we're looking for.
Very good.
Now, but there's no upper age limit.
No, there is no cap. There's no cap to starting your own business. I've brought in some young guys that were, actually were still in college, Jim, and they sought me out because they were doing their thesis and franchised them the day or the month right after they turned 21.
Wow.
And then at the other end of that spectrum, Jim, I've got some veteran franchisees that had spent a little over 30 years in the military, and they're down in Austin, Texas, Georgie Ann and Jim Fletcher. And, well, of course, over 30 years of service in the military, that put them up there a little bit.
I think that's their leadership, their knowledge, their skills, their training. It all goes, and you keep that money going. You mentioned this. Yeah, you can make a real good living doing that.
Absolutely.
And this is the most successful franchise in the nation.
Yes, we're always ranked in the top, whether it's veteran franchising. You will see 7-Eleven is one of the top-ranked franchise systems to be a part of, and also with Forbes and Fortune magazine that all have vetted and where does franchises end up as far as, and also the veteran-friendly aspect. I really, really just... From an advocate for veterans, I'm an advocate for franchising on the basis of success of the systems. And of course, I am extremely honored and proud that yes, I can say yes, I am a member of the 7-Eleven brand, the 7-Eleven family. 7-Eleven, it has done quite a bit as far as in the area when it comes to how do we support our veterans, how do we train them when they're coming into this business. And that's something else that one should also ask themselves as far as whatever business you're going to go into, is there also an exit plan? So there is also an exit plan within our 7-Eleven system, or whether you want to hand it over to your children. People like stories, okay? And one of the things that I believe very firmly here in America right now that we've got to get back to is that we have some ownership of our businesses that are within our communities, and that's how we build our communities. And for quite some time now, the mindset has been to go and work for an employer, whereas when we were growing up, it was, hey, you put your boots on and you strapped them up and you went out there and you made it for yourself. So again, franchising is that vehicle today in order to say that entrepreneur that wants to own their own business. I like to talk to folks about that piece. And if our system is a fit for you, great. We have some assessments in which we're going to do an assessment. And it's really and truly is, we'll do this assessment and we'll say to you, hey, look, we're not a good fit for you. You know, we're not, but at the same time, we're going to say, maybe you go over here and you talk to maybe a Yums, you know, which, you know, it, like people probably say, man, this guy, he's actually sending them to other competitors or things. It's what's best for you as the individual.
And now, Ed, you mentioned the assessment, and tell you how important that assessment is. We talked earlier that 50% of servicemen and women, 50% of veterans who left the military after World War II started their own businesses. So this country grew on the backs of those veterans who started businesses after World War II. And today it's less than 5%. But what's interesting about that, they represent almost 10% of the small businesses in all of America. So there's about 2.4 million small businesses in America. And that puts it at about 240,000 veteran-owned small businesses. Look at the statistics and why it's so important that if you have the heart, the desire, and the willingness to be an entrepreneur, look at the team that you'll be joining. Veteran-owned small businesses generate more than $1.4 trillion towards the U.S. gross domestic product, the U.S. GDP. They hire more than 580 million employees worldwide. Somebody called me on that and they said, there's not 580 million people in America. I said, you didn't hear what I said. I said 580 million employees worldwide. They pay more than $410 billion in payroll across the board. And this is based upon 2012 data from 2012 research before. We're in 2019 now. Those numbers have increased. But imagine what the impact would be if more veterans, more folks from the military community brought their leadership skills that you mentioned, Jim. They brought their leadership skills from the military environment into business beyond the battlefield. Come learn how to do that. Come learn how to build your business beyond the battlefield. Join us November 6th through the 9th at the Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference in Arlington, Texas. It's a national conference. We're going to have a franchise expo there for you to meet all the franchisors and learn about their opportunities. I was in a meeting the other day with the National Veteran-Owned Business Association. They're going to come in. How would you like to get a contract supplying 7-Eleven? Come meet with the supplier diversity folks and learn how you can get a contract to supply 7-Eleven with your product or service. How'd you like to get a contract with American Airlines or Southwest Airlines or get a contract with Lockheed Martin or Boeing or some of the other major contractors out there? Come learn how to do that on our contracting day as part of that Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference from November 6th to the 9th here in Arlington, Texas. You can find out more about that at BBBC19.com. That's Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference 19.com.
Now, you don't want to wait till November of next year. Then you can contact Patrick Alcorn, the VBOC, and they've got programs that you can he can start you through right now.
Absolutely. You can reach us at uta.edu/VBOC. We have a third Thursday think tank, the third Thursday of every month. We bring great entrepreneur content to you. We have Manufacturing Monday, the fourth Monday of every month. If you have a product that you need manufactured, I'm working with a veteran client just now, called me last week. He has a self-cleaning toilet design, and we're going to help him put that prototype together.
Man, so he can go out. That would go over big, wouldn't it?
I'm telling you. I'm thinking now, we were trying to find the best market for him. I'm thinking, what if every 7-Eleven had a self-cleaning toilet in it? Now you walked into 7-Eleven, and you just swiped your card, you went in, the bathroom was always clean because the toilet self-cleaned itself. So there's if you have those types of ideas, we have our Manufacturing Monday, the fourth Monday of every month. We've got all the 3D technology. We can help you build your prototypes across the board. That's from 6 to 7:30, the fourth Monday of every month. We're on military installations all across America every month.
And if you don't mind, could you repeat that email address for the Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference?
The website for Business Beyond the Battlefield is www.bbbc19.com. Look at the letters. That's Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference UTA19.com. And you'll see more information on that. Just connect with us at uta.edu/VBOC. Get training now and be prepared to join us in November.
And if you're watching us on Facebook, share this. Share this information. And we can come back to always Alliance for the Brave and connect. I am really missing my wife, Diane, who is an integral part of our company that helps get all of this word out.
Shout out to Diane.
And shout out to Diane, and shout out to Miss Robin, our executive director, who's homesick. And I also want to say thank you to David Maddox for all what you're doing. But
Robin did promise to be here next week. She promised to be here.
Good. Outstanding. Because that's important. But this today, I think, is one of the most important programs. So this podcast will be available on Alliance for the Brave, on my website, jimblythe.net. I'm going to give you, Ed, a copy of this program when we get through. We can edit it. You can edit it. It's important that people know where to go to be successful. So without a doubt, Patrick Alcorn, your VBOC, Ron Abrams, how do you even get started to get your resume, get yourself down the road? I got to tell you, I can't walk into a 7-Eleven that I don't see somebody with a smile.
Great. Yeah. Great. Great. That's what we're aiming for.
That's the motto,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the motto. That's what we're supposed to be.
And the relevance of that, and I want to go back. I keep coming back to something because most people don't understand that when they retire, the average Social Security in the United States per person is $1,385 a month. Could you live on that, Ed?
No, absolutely not.
Even you and your – and if you and your wife were making it on that and your home was free and clear and everything and one of you dies, you lose that
– you lose that half.
But the other thing is 7-Eleven offers you an opportunity with your employee-to-ownership program with the financing is out there. Part of the deal you did back in 18, back in November – was the financing part of it.
Absolutely.
You brought some of the most fascinating people that we're going to be bringing in to talk about with SBA, with other opportunities. How do you finance this? This is a way to not only be relevant, but have income. Build your life up, not let it fall down. And then, as you, as both of you guys have said, there is an opportunity to create a legacy for your family. One of the biggest things that I see in this country is we are not training our young people how to work.
Right.
They're not moving into the family business. And here's an opportunity to do that. I mean, what do you want to do more than to help your kids be successful? And I got to tell you, had I been a kid, well, I worked in gas stations. I worked in various and sundry businesses. And then I went into the military. It is important to give kids a chance.
Absolutely. And again, we're here to do that, Jim. As just keeping it really, really simple. We're here to, you know, say that, yes, we have opportunities here at 7-Eleven. And if you want to grow, whether that's from an employee standpoint, we are on the growth. That's something else that I also do, which is I recruit veterans to become employees of our company because, as well, we also need great veterans in our leadership in certain especially in our leadership roles, to also, to stay viable, to be a good company. Now, on the other side of that is that, yes, I recruit very heavily to get veterans to own their own business. You know, that's like really dear and near to my heart, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a twofold, but we as a company, we are front and center from our top down that we want veterans to know that you are wanted here.
You're valued. And that's what's so key about this transition process, because when you wear the uniform and you're out there serving this country and representing this country, you already see your value. You know what your value is. You know what you bring to the table, and you know what you represent. And then when you make that transition, what we hear all the time through organizations like 22 Killed, it brings brings awareness to those veterans who commit suicide on a daily basis, to other organizations. The mission continues, and other organizations that continue to try and help servicemen and women find a purpose and a continued purpose beyond the battlefield after they've worn a uniform and they're now veterans. This is a way that you can continue to value, to show your worth, because these companies like 7-Eleven and others that have these significant brands, they value you. They want you to be a part of their team, own a part of the organization, own your own business, or go and work for them.
This is important. Very important. So pay attention. Join us on Facebook. Take a look at Alliance for the Brave. And then you need to get in touch with Ed James, Patrick Alcorn, and Ron Abrams. We're going to be back in just a minute to wrap up with our final words about how you can be successful. You hate that corporate job? Ed James and Patrick Alcorn are going to show you where to go. This is Jim Blythe, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
Cody and Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace and did it go? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody and Sons Plumbing. You deserve better than good, better than great. You deserve perfect. You deserve distinctive concrete concepts. Perfect USA-made industrial quality floors and coatings for your garage, shop, man cave, fire station, airplane hangar, even your forklift cubby. This is brand new technology, completely customizable, endless color and design possibilities, totally chemically resistant to all aeromotive and automotive fluids, even the ones that go through big box store imitation floors like a plasma cutter through a red velvet cake ball. These exclusive floor coatings are three times harder than your concrete. Extremely durable, 9,100 PSI. Do you know what that means? It means you have to pass by the big box pretenders and get your perfect lifetime quality floor coatings for less money.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGill. I own the place. Call me, 972-569-7237. And girlfriends, this is perfect for your she shed. Ask us about adding glitter.
Call Distinctive Concrete Concepts at 972-569-7237. Go to their Facebook page. Ratings, reviews, videos, before and after looks. Distinctive Concrete Concepts.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225. 7225 or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free 888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
All leadership is by example. Everything that you do, every action that a leader takes, every word that a leader says is remembered by those who follow him or her. Leadership is by example. It is not what you say, it is what you do. Don't tell them, show them. That is leadership by example. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
There's Jim Blythe leading this ship back into port. I want to talk about the importance of leadership. We just heard from Colonel John Antal. And 7-Eleven is led by Joe DePinto, who is a U.S. Army veteran. He's and one of your classmates.
He is. West Point class of 86. Joe DePinto is over there leading 7-Eleven. And what's great about that is that's the type of leadership that is able to look out and recognize the value of the military experience. And 7-Eleven has that, right, Ed?
Absolutely.
And my company, Homebridge, was started by Doug Rotella, who is a Marine Corps veteran. Now, we have some job fairs coming up. Ron, could you tell us about that, please?
Yes. We have a military hiring event, and this is going to be on March 5th of this year from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. So definitely bring plenty of resumes and work on your elevator pitch when you approach those tables of the employers.
And that's a Hiring Our Heroes event, right?
Yes, it is.
That's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. All across the nation, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation sponsors and hosts these Hiring Our Heroes hiring events.
Now, most definitely. Ed, you got a specific deal that you're hiring for a specific store.
Absolutely. We have a brand new location with a lot of new innovation that's a part of it, and we call it a Beta Lab store. And it's located at Sylvan and I-30 here in Dallas. This location, it's on the corner. Come off of I-30 and Sylvan Road, and it's right there. You'll notice it is 6,300 square feet. And we are hiring, and we especially want to hire veterans to come on out there and take this opportunity, not only to learn the business, but to say, hey, this is going to be the future of 7-Eleven, so you also get the insights of what you could potentially say own when you're looking into the future.
Sounds like an amazing employee to ownership opportunity there. if I was in the market, that's where I would be, trying to get that employee to ownership role.
Well, not only that, you want to be in the most innovative store, the most innovative program, because you want to lead the way. You don't want to be, you know, what they say is if you were the last dog in line, you know what you get to look at. If you're the lead dog, you get to see the scenery.
Absolutely. So let's keep it going.
All right. This is important. So we've been talking about entrepreneurship with Patrick Alcorn, with Ron Abrams, and thank you so much for Ed James with 7-Eleven to be here. Your number again where people can reach you?
It is 469-644-8260.
And that's important, and that is for probably one of the largest and most successful franchise opportunities in America. 11,000 United States.
Yes, sir, and so 68,000 worldwide.
I wanted to go to a foreign country. You could help me
We're
get there.
We're there, absolutely. 17 countries.
Wow, how fun would that be? You got anything in Costa Rica? I love Costa Rica, man.
We'll make you the franchisee of Costa Rica.
I love it. I get my Spanish back. All right, I want to say a prayer to all of our active duty our first responders, all of those veterans who have served. Thank you, God, for all you do, and keep us safe. This we pray in Jesus' name. As you go forward today, have a great, great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll be back next week with some exciting information, exciting opportunities for veterans. Patrick?
Make sure you connect with us at uta.edu/VBOC or on the Alliance for the Brave website. Click on VBOC.
Ron?
And with Texas Veterans Commission, you can go to tvc.texas.gov. Spell Texas out. Don't abbreviate.
All right. And this is Jim Blythe. We want you to go again to Alliance of the Brave to find your way for information, communication, and help today's veterans. Thank you so much for being on board. Thank you for Facebook. Thank you for Robin and my wife. They weren't here. We'll be back next week on Alliance for the Brave.